This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Consignment Heroes, heard Sunday afternoons at 1 on Zoomer Radio. How to sell your stuff. How to get rid of stuff. Paul Kenny and his son Bogart from Storage Wars Canada are about to unlock the secrets to stuff on Zoomer Radio. What sort of value do they put on your stuff? That depends on how well you sell it, as we begin taking your calls on Consignment Heroes, the one-hour phone-in show all about stuff.
Good morning and welcome to Consignment Heroes. We are here live down here at Zoomerplex taking your phone calls all about stuff. This show is about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff. That is what this show is about. We are the Consignment Heroes. I am Bogart Kenny. I'm here with Paul Kenny. And we do things. We try to sell things for you. We get things for you. We have a vast knowledge of all these items. We're talking about furniture, video games, old toys, old comics, signs, art, pottery, silver, costume, jewelry, lawn furniture, coins, gold, silver. If there's an item there that you think that has value, we may even have even went over it in a previous show before, but we can do it again because you never know. The value might change. It might be some sort of variation. It might be something special. That is what this show is about. If you do want to contact us right now, the number live to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. Again, this show is it's all about all those family heirlooms. It's about those items that you bought at the garage sale. You don't know what it's worth or think that you got a spectacular deal on it. You know, it could be any some dishes, cups and saucers, lunch pails, old food packages, magazines, old cars. Everything's got a value. So it's even, and the bottom line is, it's who is willing to pay for it. Because you can buy something for bottom dollar. And if you got somebody that's willing to pay 10 times that much, then you'll get 10 times for that. But if, as we always talk about, if a market is like over-factuated.
Did you need a calculator to figure that out?
Well, you might bargain. So you might not get 10 times. You might get 8 times more. So yeah, you might need a calculator at that time.
Okay.
Sometimes the market gets a little over-factuated and you can't... What's the correct word?
Saturated.
Saturated. That was close enough. There was one letter off. Sometimes it just changes the price of what something's worth. Someone's like, you know, 20 years ago, this cup and saucer was worth X amount. Now it's, you know, a quarter of the price because there's just so much out there or people don't want as much or it's just not hot on the market anymore. Like, I remember when Royal Daltons were like, they're $300
each.
$300 each, and now they're going for, you know, a tenth of that.
$30. You know something? I want to say that about they are worth less than they were, but they're not worth less. Because there are some dealers that are going to people's houses and saying, oh, I'll give you $10 for the big ones and $5 for the small ones. I know someone in Hamilton's doing that. Do not take that. They're at least, we are selling them between $40 to $65 in our store right now. And so we pay generally $25 to $35. Or you can put them in consignment and get more money. Like, and because some people have 300 Royal Daltons. But I just want to say that because you brought up Royal Daltons. But I want to say, you know what kind of a week? Did you get the phone number yet?
Yes, I did.
You want to give it again and give it slower?
Sure. Okay. The number again to reach us right now is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740.
Okay. Now, a couple things I want to talk about today because I was at my friend Ron at Clappison's Corners. He's that person on Highway 6 just south of the 401 between there and Clappison's Corners. It's on Highway 6. It has got to be the best antique shop in Ontario. And I don't care. There might be some guys out there who got more expensive stuff. But it's the place that the dealers from Toronto go down there to buy stuff to bring back to Toronto. He's got reasonable prices on some of the best stuff in the city. You can fix it yourself. Some stuff is in perfect condition. But the array of stuff that he's got, I guarantee if you go down there, you are going to find something or a smile. And you had talked to Rom, try and get a bargain. Tell him Paul said, sent you down there, and he spoke, you asked him for a bargain. He might smile. He might not give you the bargain, but at least you're trying, okay? And he'll know that someone's listening to our show once in a while. The other one is Aberfoyle Antique Market's open today. It's open on Sundays. Ron's open every day of the week. Okay, I'm going to be down there later on today at Clapperton's Corners. But Aberfoyle Antique Market's also opened every Sunday, and it is just north of the 401 on Highway 6. And it's $2 to get in, lots of free parking. There's 100 dealers there wanting to sell you stuff, items. And you can check to see if the items and prices we give you today are the same prices that are on the stuff that's in that that's at that place. They got like a, I think it's like 100 acres, and they got free parking. There's 100 dealers. You're going to have a good time. It's not too sunny out today. It's actually a really, really nice day. And if you want to go inside where it's air-conditioned, you go a little bit further down over to Cambridge on 73 Water Street. Is a Cambridge Antique Mall, which has moved from its place at Southworks, still called Southworks, but they've moved it to 73 Water Street. They've got 100 dealers, air-conditioned, again, free parking. So the best antique shops in Canada, I'm going to say that because I don't go anywhere else, are in southwestern Ontario. We're talking Aberfoyle Antique Market on Sundays. You got my friend Ron, who's one owner, with a lot of stuff. He's got like, I think, 15,000 square feet. He's opening another section of stuff. And I guarantee that you'll find something you want, or you'll see something there that you say, I've got one of these at home. This is what they're selling for. Or you can, like I say, go out to the Aberfoyle Antique Market. But Aberfoyle Antique Market's only open on Sundays. Okay? So I want to mention this because I got to get, sometimes I forget to say this. And these are good. These guys have lots of items. And this is, if you're listening to the show, I know you want to find out what your items are worth, or you want to try and sell your items. Okay, so on also this week, I know Rick's going to be on the show later on. We have a house that we went from 15 days from starting to sell it with no stress. We got it sold in 15 days for over asking price. He's going to tell you when we get here. It was over asking price, and not an arbitrarily low asking price so that you could induce a bidding war. This was more than the house exactly across the street got, okay? So we got more money than that as well, and Rick's going to talk about that. And this week, you talked about cups and saucers. For 1 second there, we have a cup and saucer on our site this week. We're probably going to get between $500 and $800 for one cup and saucer.
That's pretty nuts.
Well, no, but we did not buy it from the lady. We actually took it on consignment because they'd say, this is your better way to go. We don't know what it's going to go or how high it's going to go, but we figured between $500 and $800. She had a couple other ones that were only $100, but she's very happy to sell them at that price.
Well, of course, I would too.
Yeah.
Okay, I have phone calls to get to.
Okay, we'll take a couple calls.
Okay. Oh, you have a full page of notes, apparently.
I have some notes because I thought it was a long weekend and it might be slower today. But obviously, people are listening. So it's okay, go to the phones for a minute.
We're going to go to Wayne in Scarborough.
Yes, good morning, Paul and Bogart.
Good morning. Hi. Welcome to the show.
I'd just like to ask you quickly, I heard before that you buy silver plate. Roughly, how does that work? Like, I got about 55 pieces here, Rogers.
Okay.
Per piece, how does it roughly go for?
It doesn't go. It goes by per pound, okay? What we're doing, we're crushing it. And like I said, here's, you know, everyone got silver plate in 1965. You got married. You put your name in at one of those big stores downtown, and right. They gave you silver plate as part of your wedding presents, and you end up bringing it home, and you have to bring it. And whenever those people who gave you the silver plate came over to visit, you'd have to take it out of the cupboard, clean it to show you liked it, and then you show it to them, and then as soon as they left, you end up putting it back in the cupboard, okay? And you never use again. I know teapots have never had tea in them, ever, ever. I know coffee pots never had coffee in them. So this silver plate, there's a lot of it out there. Now, what we do, if it's on copper, if you take it apart, if you separate it, I'll pay you more for what's on copper, but then what's on copper, nickel, or brass, okay? You get around between $3 and $3.50 a pound, and you get between $1.50 and $2 a pound, and we do not clean it. When you bring it into me, we are crushing it. We have to send it out, and we send it out in boxes that are 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet. We send out between 2,000 and 5,000 pounds at a time, and that's how much silver plate is coming in on an ongoing basis because there's so much of it out there. I know it's you're going to say I paid $90 for this and I'm only getting $3.90 or $5 or $6, but that's the market on this. If it was, if I could not crush it, I would not be buying it. Nobody is buying this stuff. Okay,
no, I understand what it is. My sister passed on, and I'm with this. And quickly, I'll take the answer off the air. Limoges, some Limoges platters and stuff. Could you give me a reading on that? Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Limoges patent. Limoges is an area in France. Seven factories were there, or maybe eight. And it's an area. Now, you had Haviland Limoges. You had the Bridal Wreath factories, T&V, B&G. There's all sorts of factories there, but it used to be more popular. But what happened was, and they, Canada was one of the places they sent stuff because of English would send their English pottery and French would send it here because they could. There was big high tariffs in sending it into the United States. So here's what happens. They send a pattern off. It goes for, if it lasts for 10 years, like say Bridal Wreath did, which is the one with the pink flowers and the purple over there on, if you had that. That goes for, it was a very popular pattern, it was made for 15 years, and people, grandmothers pass it down to their daughters, who pass it down to their granddaughters, and it stays in the family, and people bust a couple pieces, and they take it out as a good china, and still manages to sell. There were some of the other patterns they made in Limoges patterns, they made them for 1 year. They brought them over, and they put it into Burke's or something like that. They'd sell it for a year, and next year there was a new flavor out there, a new pattern. So there's not a lot of people looking to buy it. But they do sometimes sell as complete sets.
So there's not a big market for it. But if you do want to replace items, that's a good idea.
We used to be Canada's largest supplier to replacements in the United States. We'd bring our Canadian, we'd bring the English china and the French china down there. But Limoges, now it all depends on how visually nice it is and how complete your set is, okay? But we have to see it. If you bring you don't have to bring the whole set. If you bring your silver plate to our store, bring a couple of examples of the china, and I can give you an idea what we get for it. Most of the time, china is on consignment.
You know, this guy said one word. He said Limoges, and you went on for 5 minutes about Limoges.
Because it's important.
It's Limoges.
It's Limoges. Okay. At least you didn't say Limoges.
Limoges.
Okay.
We're going to go to Nick in Burlington. Hey, Nick.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, you cracked me up there, Bogey. Anyway, yeah, I got a 1958 Topps PSA 8 Jim Brown rookie card.
Woo.
I'm wondering if you're interested in that or what the price is on that, what realistically I could get.
You've done all the right things here. You've, like we talked about, you've got a PSA, which is not, it's PSA is the best, one of the best graders for the older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an 8, that's a strong card. Jim Brown rookie card is a big card because of football. They made a lot of them. Okay, I'm going to now, what do we do? Sometimes we send this off to auction. Or what you can do, when you send something up to auction, I want to say this because it's just common sense. Sometimes it makes a difference of which auction you send it to. Because I actually buy at some auctions when I know there's not going to be other people in the room and I can get good deals on it. But if it's a well-attended auction or a well-publicized auction or a specialty auction where you're going to get the right eyeballs looking at it, that's all you need is the two people, you know, looking for it. Okay? Right. But that is, and the greatest stuff, okay, it's a PSA 8.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice card. Do you have the rest of the set or you just have the Jimmy Brown?
Sorry, excuse me?
You just have that? You don't have anything else, eh?
Oh, yeah, I got tons of stuff. I think I phoned you before. I've got tons of programs from the early 1970s, just junior B hockey programs, stuff like that.
No, they can be good because the guy in a junior B, if he went on to an NHL career or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something, 61, you got a 58. Well, there's a guy here trying to get 11 grand for it. I'm going to see what it's sold at. Now, sometimes, because people can put big, big prices on it, and 1958, because it is what the world is on this. Like, we buy from Toronto, we sell to the world. Okay, I'm not that far off. This is a big card. And I thought PSA 8, you'll get between 9 and 10,000, 11,000 for it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, you can get, I'll give you less, but I got to feel you want more money, right?
Yeah.
Now there are auction fees and stuff to go with that. But
are we talking Canadian funds?
Yeah, okay. Let's not get too greedy now. Okay.
No. I just wondering because
it's an investable card.
I see them in US funds too, sir.
It's an investable card. Okay.
Right.
And if you've got a solid 8 nicely centered, like a 7 goes for 5,000 or 4,500. Okay, when you start grading off on, but an 8 is an investable card. It's like when I tell people to buy, if you have a Gretzky rookie, we have to get it graded. If you do anything else, I mean, that's part of our advice, and you better take it. We have to sell those things; they have to be graded. I don't care what kind of grade they're in, but once you get into what we call a slab, and that's the little case it's in, like you saw what kind of case yours is in, right? And it's done by a good, reputable company, you're going to get the most money for it. And here's the other thing. If you're going to hang on to it and send it down, give it down to your kids, they might not know about grading later on. You want to do this ahead of time for them for the price it cost. This card actually probably cost $500 to grade. Now it would. I don't know what it cost you back then. But in today's market, I think it's at least...
Oh, no, it didn't cost anywhere close to $500.
Now it's... No, no. A mantle, if I get a 52 mantle, it'll cost me $2,000 to grade it.
You're kidding me. Is that right?
I'm serious. Well, no.
I didn't know that.
But the car could be worth $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, okay? It kind of burns me a bit. The grading companies have us in a bad way because... we have to use them, and it doesn't cost any more to grade an expensive card than a cheap card, but they charge more for it.
Right.
Okay? The same thing with coins, same thing with comics, everything like that, okay? But if you want to sell us, I'd love to see the other stuff you got. If you got this card, this is a nice card, you know? Mm-hmm. And did you get anything else graded out of that set, or just the Jimmy Brown?
No, that was just a one-off a while ago,
Okay. Yeah, this is a very nice card, and it sells. And you know something? Once these cards like this, you got a narrow range that they're going to sell in. You almost know what you're going to get. Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call. And if you want to get a hold of us at my store, 905. I'm going down to Hamilton today, actually. 905-737-4653. Or my cell number, I'm going to give it out for today because I'm not going to answer the store numbers, 647-298-8989. Don't call me for next half hour. I'm here.
No, well, if you do want to call the show, so there's another number, but right now this is the most important number. If you do want to call in, right now our number is live down here taking your phone calls about stuff. The show's about stuff. This is Consignment Heroes. The number to reach us right now is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740, and more your calls when we come back. Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. We're here down here at the Zoomerplex taking your phone calls all about stuff. We are a show about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff. Getting stuff, selling stuff, that's what we do. That's our venue, that's our business. That's how we do everything. Okay. That's okay with you? Okay with you? You've just been doing it for 30 years. It's just okay for you now?
Answer the board. Just go to the board.
But I'm just saying, like your antiques, you would think if you weren't okay with antiques, you would have found this out more, longer time ago.
Yes, I like stuff. I like this Jimmy Brown card. This Jimmy Brown card is this is a very good card. It's an investable card. We used to sell these for around $250, but it just keeps on gathering more money.
Gathering more money. That's a nice way of putting it. Yeah, yes. I would like to gather more money.
This means
that
9,
sounds very
you
modest.
Get $9,000.
So you're going to gather $9,000
for one football card. I don't even like football. No, I do like football. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go to the board.
We're going to go to Irene in Oshawa. Hi, Irene.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have two unopened Seagram's Canadian Club Texas Mickeys with the pump. And I was wondering how much they would be worth. They're from 1973.
If there's a strike at the Liquor Control Board, a lot. Okay. No, it's funny you mention that because on my list of things today, I talk about some every week, and I want to talk about the most expensive item. But one of the most expensive record for a bottle of whiskey is $1.1 million.
Oh, my.
But it's not yours. This is not what you got, okay? But it's $1.1 million for one bottle of whiskey. There's a story about it. It just sold in an auction. But those there, the Seagrams, big company, they're just kind of neat. Just enjoy the whiskey.
Okay.
You know, not all at one time because it is a Texas Mickey, but
right.
Enjoy it. It's I don't know if it's going to be that. There'd be just as much collectible value to just a bottle going out there. And
yeah.
you're limited in where you can sell it. The big auction houses do sell whiskey, and they'll sell your rare wines and rare whiskeys, but they're not going to take something which is more of a consumer item, okay?
Okay.
But like I say, it's still... It's a very fun whiskey. Your cream liquors go bad. Your whiskey, your browns, and your white liquors stay good. Okay. So 10 years from now, you can still be sipping on that. How's that?
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
We're going to go to Carol in St. Catharines. Hey, Carol.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you got for us today?
I have some paintings here that. I sort of inherited. They're by Andrew Rubin.
Okay.
And some of them were paid. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Some of them I've got the prices for, like $2,600, $2,000, $1,000.
Okay.
The date on one of them was 1991, but they're all canvas. They're oil on canvas, I guess you'd say.
Okay, now here's the thing. I'm going to just check Andrew Rubin. Okay. Oh, rats. I'm not finding a secondary market for it so far.
Okay.
See, now, what'll happen is the galleries will put big money on them, and they the biggest test on a painting that you buy new is when you bring it back to the gallery, if you bring it back and ask how much they would pay you for it. If they don't want to buy it, then that's not good. Just enjoy it as something you're putting on your wall and enjoy the painting. And sometimes they will charge $2,500. There should be some kind of a secondary market I can check. I'm not familiar with the painter.
No.
But not to say that he's got no value, because this week I saw a picture that was worth around $200,000 on somebody's wall.
Oh,
and they,
wow.
And they were going to give it to one of their kids. And I said, well, we're going to give it to the other kids. But I'm just saying, sometimes they'll surprise you. I'd have to do more work at this, Andrew Rubin. I don't see another work. I don't see any secondary market on them.
Okay.
And this is where your problem is. If no, it's a case of supply and demand. There might be, and they'll just the gallery keeps on putting them out, and maybe they're thinking later on he's going to be worth money, and they'll try and get as much money as they can for him.
Yeah.
But it's a case of, like, sometimes you have a price guide and a coin's valued at $2,000, but no one's willing to pay more than $500, then $500 is the value. I don't care what the book says on it.
Yeah.
You know, because the book doesn't buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to check in. You're welcome to call me, but call me after Wednesday.
Okay.
At the store, 905.
905.
737.
737.
4653.
4653.
And I can look it up because it might be a different market on it, and I can get my art. I have a couple. I don't know everything, but I know people who do, and I have an art expert.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I also have a set of silver plate Burke's Regency. Are they any?
Yeah, they can be good. Depends on which one you have. The Regency set, if it's Queen Mary or if it is the one that looks like Louis de France.
I think that's the one it is.
Louis de France still sells.
Okay.
I pay more for that. Where normally a set I'll pay $10 or $15 for it because we crush it. Louis de France still sells. And Queen Mary still sells. And they'll sell for between $100 to $300, depending on how big your set is.
Okay.
And depending on what condition it is and how many times you put it in the dishwasher.
Okay. It's never been in a dishwasher.
That's a good thing. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you ask her if she was in a dishwasher?
No, I didn't. You're right here. Aren't you listening to what we're talking about?
I am. You said, were you ever in a dishwasher?
No. You don't put your silver plate into the dishwasher.
But it's okay if you go in a dishwasher.
No, it's not okay. Go to the next call.
We're going to go to Ira in New Jersey.
Hello there. I have been wondering, without antique console televisions, from the 50s and 60s. Do they still hold their value?
Which is that? Sorry?
Old console televisions from the 50s and the 60s.
Some will, especially if you had some of the ones, if you got the 60s, the ones that look like the modernistic ones. But generally not. You want to get older than that. If you got television sets before the war, there's very few of those around, and they command huge amounts of money. Okay,
where
in the hundreds of
the
thousands.
Tubes from?
Pardon?
Where do you still get the tubes for them?
The tubes, that depends on what city you're in. If you have the tubes are the problem, sometimes it might cost you more to fix it than it's worth, okay? And I'd say this many times to different people with clocks or watches. Find out what something's worth before you. You don't want to spend $300 repairing a $50 TV. You don't want to spend $300 fixing a $50 watch. And this is very, very important. Find out kind of what it's worth, and then you find out if it's worth fixing, unless it's a lot of sentimental value to you, okay? But TVs, it's more the looks. What we sell, what we do with our old TVs, we usually rent them out as props for TV shows. And I remember when I was a kid, we used to play a quarter an hour to have, we had a color TV in our block, and it cost us 25 cents an hour to watch TV when they first came out. I don't know if I'm dating myself now, but it's one of those things. Thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're dating yourself now?
No, I'm surprised we may reach New Jersey.
Oh, if you do want to contact, if you are in New Jersey, if you're anywhere around here, if you do want to make phone call, if you do, if you can hear a station, you can call in. Right now, our number live right now is 416-360-0740. Again, that's a local number, 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. Talking about selling things, buying things, houses. You know who's good at that?
Oh, yeah. No, we got Rick on the phone?
We have him. He's waiting for us.
Oh, okay. Rick, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I know you're doing good. Now, I understand.
I'm doing fantastic. And it was great seeing you at the open house that we had last week.
Oh, no, it was a nice neighborhood.
We had an amazing turnout. It was fantastic.
Good.
As you know, shortly after that, a couple of days later, we sold the house. We had multiple offers on it. We gave the house some great exposure in the last 2 weeks, as you had mentioned. We had a lot of showings. And then, yes, we definitely got more money than the one similar home across the street, because we had a lot of people bidding on it. And just like you always say, you need at least two. But we had about three or four people that wanted it, and the price kept going up, and we made our client very happy. And we got the job done in a quick order. So this is what we do. We take the stress out of people selling their homes. At the same time, we help people get the home. If they're having issues with financing, we can help them with that too. But this is what we did this week. It was a great turnout and a great result.
Yes. Oh, no. I want more people. I actually want to change some of my advertising that I do during the week. I want people to call me when they've decided they want to sell or they're thinking about selling their home. I want to be called before they get rid of anything, before they downsize, when they're thinking about doing, I want to be in the, we're part of the whole process. Like there are 50,000 real estate agents out there. Okay. There's only 5 or 10 of me, and I think I'm the best. Okay. So no, I do.
Right.
And you're a senior specialist in what you're doing, but it makes a big difference because we take it right. We took the stress out of it. We take it right from beginning to end, from 15 days from deciding to sell your house to being sold. And now you're on what? Now we're also looking, as I understand it, we're looking for about 1,000 square feet condo in poor credit someone right now, right?
That's right. That's what we're doing. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to be doing today. So we're going to be looking at condos because they are downsizing and, you know, they're taking the proceeds of what they've sold to buy it. And at the same time, whatever money, which is going to be lots of money left over, she can take a trip. She can go here. She can go there. She can enjoy what you know, the proceeds of her exchange here. So, yeah, it's one of these things that we can offer something that few people can. We can give them the exposure that few people can. And, you know, like you say, you know, always get the second opinion, but we should be called first.
Yes.
Because we can do for people what most people or other agents can't do.
I know. It's a combination of both things happening, taking the stress out of it.
Yes.
And I'm saying, like, and a lot of people just need to be kicked a bit, and they've decided. And, like, I just like when someone's, well, I'm thinking about selling in October. Well, why not sell now and move in October?
Right.
Get the selling part, which is always the stressful part, out of the way. Get your house ready to go and get the stress out of the way now. Get it. Once you have, if you have money, you can always buy houses or a condo. But you have you don't be in a position where you haven't sold one and you're trying to buy and you bought the other. Okay?
Right.
So, but I want to make sure that people know. And we're actually, in this case here, we're actually, when the person's moving, we're supplying the moving company to do it as well. So she doesn't have to lift a finger. All she has to do, it's almost like point here and we get it done. This is what's happening with this, okay? Mm-hmm. But other people should be taking advantage of the same thing. Anywhere in the city of Toronto, we can sell their contents at the highest price or get the things they want to get rid of. Sometimes it's just a case of getting rid of things. But I know it's tough. You've been in the house for 50 years, it's tough. But we take the stress out of it, and we keep you on the path, and we kind of kick you in the rear end when you start wavering a bit because you've made your decision, and we know it's a tough decision.
Yeah, here's a deal and a kick in the bum.
Yeah, no. We know it's a tough time, and we take that out of it, and we're on your side. We work for you. When the client takes us on, we work for them. This is the difference on this, okay? But so this was a really good week. I'm looking forward to a couple other things happening this week as well. But it's a good time. And look, this is when people should be, this is the time of year people should be selling their houses.
They should be, or at the very least, if they're thinking about it or contemplating it, give us a call. Give us a call first. We can not only assess what your house is worth, but we can point you in the right direction on what you can do to get more money for your house. You know, little things, just little things that we can advise. I mean, the consultation is free. The phone call is free. The advice is free.
I'm free for the first half hour only.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? With me, they can call me and consult with me as often as they need to, and we will get them the most money for their house, and we'll do it stress-free. They don't have to do anything. We do it all. They just basically have to go to their lawyer and collect their check when we're done. That's basically what we're saying here.
Rick, what you got to do is give your phone number because we have more calls to go through. I know you're happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
What's your number?
I'm happy here. So my phone number is 416-258-3972. I can be reached anytime.
Okay. Or if you can't reach Rick, you can call me to start the process going 947-298-8989. That's my personal number, and I will take care of you because I know it's a lot. Like, I don't want to be called in after you cleaned up the house. I want, as soon as you've decided, I've seen everything. Don't do any, you don't have to do anything. Let's call me over, and I can tell you what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. You don't have to listen to me, but I kind of know what I'm doing. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm doing this. Absolutely. How many times do people move out of their house? Once. I do this every day. So, use the professionals. Thanks, Rick, and I'll talk to you later.
Have a great day.
I always do. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, so there's always a lot of information about selling and buying houses. I know a lot of people don't know about it. They're just kind of confused, kind of sitting around, don't know what's going on. Well, there's our venue. Rick DeBacco is our guy.
Yes.
So, if you don't feel like talking to Rick at the moment, you want to call us and talk to us right now. We are taking phone calls all about stuff. You know, if it's about house or it's about anything, about stuff. You were talking about furniture, video games, old comics, art, pottery, silver, costume, jewelry, lawn furniture, stamps, hubcaps, gold, silver, coins, whatever you can really think of. There is values. Cups and saucers.
You never read the bottom of the
list. No, I don't have time for that. If you do want to reach us right now, our number to contact us locally is 416-360-0740. Again, that's 416-360-0740, the toll-free number. Is 1-866-740-4740. We're going to go to Wendy in Toronto.
Hey, Wendy. It's actually Oshawa.
Well.
I have an old bike. My dad got it back in the 70s. It's got the hard, I don't know whether rubber on the wheels. It has handbrake.
Okay.
It doesn't have a name on it. He was given it because he ran a foster home, and we always had kids. So I don't know if there's a market for an old tricycle.
Oh, it's a trike. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, some
got handbrakes.
That's unusual, but in not knowing the name, and this is what, you know, something this we buy from Toronto and we sell to the world, and we do this because the world has more money. I've said this many times, but the world also needs a bit more information. So if I put on trike and I'm trying to sell something, I need to have a name. I want to have someone that's looking for a Schwinn trike, and there are collectors. The collectors are the people who buy and will pay more money for stuff, like the guy who bought the bottle of whiskey for $1.1 million. He could have went and bought a bottle of whiskey for $26, but he bought for $1.1 million. Those are collectors is who we try and associate, who we try and contact. But I need the names. I need the names of stuff because it helps us describe it. Because if I put on, you know, if I put on a ring and I say neat-colored ring with what we think is maybe a red stone, how many people are going to buy that off me? And this
so
is where my problem.
How would I find out what type of trike it is?
You can send me a picture. I might recognize it, but there should be a name somewhere. There should be a name somewhere, okay? And
okay.
This, like I get pictures all the time and say, oh, I don't, there's no name on. I'll go and I'll look in a place I know what the name is going to be, and there it is, okay?
My dad had it in a few parades. He used to make like a pumpkin and dress up on the kids, a Cinderella.
Okay, well then, okay, a minute, hold on. I back this up again. Then you got a story. So now you got a story to go with your trike, okay? So once you have a story with the trike, then you get someone who remembers seeing your dad in that parade and might want to buy it because it brings back a cheerful memory to him, okay?
That was the Gilwood parades. He used to decorate it for different things like flags or pumpkins or whatever, and like it was a solid bike.
Okay,
and
yeah.
That was back in the 70s that he was given it. And now he's passed away and I have it. And I don't have a whole house full of kids to use.
I know, but you've got a memory, don't you? You have a great memory.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
And my kids have memories of it. It was a solid bike. Like,
The story is what's more.
The story.
You should have started off your question with the story. Okay, now, I believe that people are important, stuff is not. And the people is what, the stories behind the stuff is the people involved with it. That's what makes the item good, okay?
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, if you're going to sell it, now, I don't know if I can still sell this item, but there are other people listening out there who know what I'm talking about here. It's a story. It's when you look at something, you make it just smile. Or other people remembering that same thing. You know, someone's paying, like I say, the $1 million bottle of wine, the most expensive tobacco tin. There's one that sold for $88,000. Now it had a name. It's Ty Cobb on it. Okay. But people pay $88,000 for that tobacco tin. And it's found in somebody's basement, just sitting there with a bunch of nails in it. Okay. And now it's a tobacco tin in someone else's collection. They've taken the nails out. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you do want to contact us right now, we are live down here at the Zoomerplex taking your phone calls all about stuff.
Again, items. This is
no, it's stuff.
Okay.
You call it items. All right. Then you can give it the phone numbers. You want to call items? You can call the phone numbers.
Okay.
The number to contact us right now about stuff is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll free number is 1-866-740-4740. And we'll get more of your calls when we come back. Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. We're here live down here at the Zoomerplex to hear phone calls all about stuff. If you're listening, you haven't heard, and you haven't called in for a while, today's the day. Actually, the phone lines are full, but next week is also another day. If you do want a contest, write this number down for next week or even possibly later in the show. The number is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. Let's get to the lines.
Yes.
You always say you have information. You have a rant to say. Like,
no.
Can
no,
you're saving the rant for next week. Or no, you're saving the rant for next
no,
month.
No, I got to give the gold and silver prices quickly. 10 karat gold. Gold is at its all-time high right now.
Don't start
preaching. It's over $1,900, okay? People are bringing it in. This is the time, if you're going to sell gold and you were thinking about it, this is a good time to sell it. Right now, 10 karat gold is around $2,163. 14 karat gold is over $30. 18 karat gold is $38.94. Your silver dollars are worth about $11 each. And your Olympic set, you know those cards with 28 coins? They're like $552. Now, I want to tell you, maybe I said those too fast, the 10 carat, because I know there are people out there right now, and I consider them not very nice people, and they're trying to buy your 10 carat gold at $10 a gram. They're buying, and they boast about it, and they're buying
your
fortune.
I just said no ranting. I gave you 30 seconds ago.
No, this is not a rant. Your 14 carat gold is at, they buy it, they try and buy it off you at $14. Like, there's not me, I'm not around to buy at those high prices. You can call our store and get the up-to-date prices, but your 18 carat gold, I'm paying you 38 and they're paying you 18. This second opinion, I'm going to go in the second opinion if we have time in the show.
We don't at the moment.
I know, but this yesterday, I bought this. My neighbor on the other side of the wall was paying $2,600 for this. I paid $2,900. You can watch us on live on Zoomer TV, Zoomer.
Okay.
And I'm showing this.
Your rent's done. You're done.
Okay.
We're going to the phone lines. We're going to go to Pauline in Peterborough. Hi, Pauline.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. Welcome to the show.
Okay. I have a couple things and I want to know the value of and what I can do with them. Okay. World War One ration kit. Now, it was in great shape until 95 when we moved to the country.
Okay.
The mice got into it. So it's minus a chocolate bar and tea bags. Plus brown twine that held it together.
That's kind of cool. I would use that for a prop. The ration, most people call me with the ration books, and they go for $4 or $5. A full ration kit in really good kip would probably sell for about $35, $40. The mice would eat, what's that? That's a 100-year-old chocolate. That's a 100-year-old chocolate.
It is.
Okay.
Nicely aged.
They ate it.
Okay. You gotta wrap these things up. Even the box and stuff like that would still be good, and it would be something I would use on a prop, probably sell between $30, $40.
Maybe okay. I can donate it to the Legion.
The Legion, now, if you're going to donate to the Legion, the only thing is make sure they want it and they're going to put it out, because everyone donates to the Legion. Mm-hmm. And sometimes then they sell it off.
Okay.
Now, the other way of doing this, sometimes they sell it off because they just want to. Sometimes it's to sell the item and donate the money to the Legion.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the other thing. If they've already got 50 of these ration kits, and they're probably going to, that's just the idea. Because the Legion is a good charity and stuff like that, but it's sometimes they need the money more than the item.
That's right. I understand.
And I'm not saying I haven't seen it, and I don't know what shape your Legion's in on like that, and I'm not saying do not donate to the Legion.
Out what they're going to do with it.
See what they're going to do with it, because there are these guys that go around to the Legion halls, and I wish the Legions wouldn't do this. They go around and buy your silver, gold, and watches, and I preach about them all the time that they're not paying people the right prices. Like when I'm paying you $11 for silver dollars, they go and pay $5. When I'm taking baseball cards, they want to pay $100 for a card that's worth $2,000. Mm. Okay, these are the guys. They have a great big ad, and they book into the Legions, and the people think because it's in a Legion that it's all in the up and up. I've been there where another friend of mine was in there. They offered him $1,000 for a watch, then $2,000. Then they called him at home because you register, and they offered him $5,000. When anyone offers you a second price on something, that means they weren't being honest at one of those two times. Either the first time they gave it to you, maybe the second, and maybe the third time. Okay?
Right.
Run out of that store.
All righty. The other item I have is a glass telephone. A glass bottle of Jim Beam bourbon.
Okay.
In the shape of an old telephone, you know, with a cradle that the receiver sits in the cradle on top and has a dial thing on the front.
Yep. Drink the booze and sell the bottle. You can't sell the bottle with the booze in it. Okay.
Oh, can I not? Okay.
You just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I want to drink bourbon or anything. No. I'm a bi Canadian guy. I just drink rye whiskey now.
Oh, sounds.
I believe in buying Canadian. I want all my listeners when they're going out shopping right now. This is part of a rant. I want to bring their glasses with them and find out where the product that they're selling. If they're buying something, if the sausage is in the store, find out if that product's from Canada.
Like reading glasses or glasses to fill up a drink?
No, reading glasses.
You just preached. I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Okay. I want people to bring their reading glasses and find out.
The reason I bought this phone in Lake Placid is because that's what I grew up with.
Okay.
A phone like that. Then I wanted that for that. But now I've downsized and I've got to get rid of all my good stuff.
Call us at the store and see how I can help you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
I know.
That's the second time you gave someone on the show advice to start drinking. Let's not promote that.
Okay,
right?
I'm
not
sorry,
a good idea.
Okay, you're right. You're probably right. I'm not saying to drink. I'm saying not to waste.
They're like, hey, we have a bottle of alcohol. You get to drink it. Just drink it, you know?
I'm not saying to drink it. I'm saying not to waste.
So, essentially, the let's go a little bit behind it, is that you can't actually sell it. You can't resell it. That's why you're saying it. So it's like, you know what? You can't resell it, so just drink it. That's how you're supposed to say it.
Okay.
By the way.
Thank you, Mr.
You
Temperance.
You need some temperance.
Yeah, okay,
you just want to... Okay. We're going to go to Audrey in Richmond Hill. Hey, Audrey.
Hi, hello.
Hey, welcome to the show.
You're right around the corner from me.
Yes, I am. I've seen your store many a times.
But you've never come in, eh, have you?
No, I haven't. It was kind of hard for me to do this. I have a sheet of uncut $2 bills in a frame, and also with $1 bills uncut in a frame.
Okay. The $1, we buy them for around 70, I think, right now. We sell them for 90. Then there's $40. I think we have a preset price on those because they come in all the time.
Okay.
The $2 bills, I think, are around 110. We sell them for 135. The ones that are a lot of money are your 5s and 10s and 20s on cut sheets. They are out there. The 1s and 2s, because they discontinued the loonies, came out with the coin money.
Mm-hmm.
And people did buy them as an investment, okay?
Yeah.
They're not a good investment.
Okay.
But the frame, do not frame this stuff. It's hard to get the money for the frame back unless it's really nice.
Okay. I don't mind that. The $2 bills are 1986. Does that make any difference?
No. If they were 1954, it would be $2,000 for that. But because it's 80s, the last year, everyone's got the last year, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Let's go to Shirley in Scarborough. Hey, Shirley? Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. What do you got for us today?
Thank you. I have a quarter cut solid oak dining room set, late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yeah.
6 chairs, 5 leaves, a buffet, and a glass cabinet. I want to know if there's any value in it.
There is value, but the problem, it's got the leaves that'll come out in the middle. I tell people right now, if you're going from your house to a condo, try and take as much furniture that you like with you, because it'll cost you a fortune if you go to the big box stores to buy it, and you're going to get very little coming out. But quarter cut oak, where it used to be $1,500 for that set, probably in today's market is between $200 and $300. Okay, this is a shame. Now, you can get a little bit more if we have a bit more time on it, and sometimes even a consignment shop. But at auction, I've seen, not quarter cutter, but the walnut ones, a sideboard, a flat to wall, 6 chairs, 8 chairs, and a table go for $120.
Wow.
Okay, if someone calls me, we take them in, but we will not, I can't send 2 men in a truck out there to pick up something like that because it'll cost me that much to send. If we're doing the complete estate, we help people out with it. But I can't do it by itself, okay?
Okay, and could you quickly tell me about Royal Daltons? Is there any market for any of them anymore?
Yes, no, there is. No,
how
many do you have?
1930.
Okay, 30. You can plan a vacation to Kingston. Don't plan it any further away because you're not going to get that much money. But they will sell. We'll do them on consignment. We'll buy them outright. Mainly if we're buying them, they're usually around between $20 and $30 each. And they sell them between $50 and $65. If we try and get if you might have a couple better ones, if they'll go for more, we'll put them on consignment type of thing.
But
like I said, there are dealers out there trying to buy them for $10. Don't sell them to those people. I'll give you more just out of principle, even if I don't want it. Okay.
Cross an olive glassware.
Now you've crossed the line. No, we can't do it. Use it. Don't use it and don't wash it if you have to save money on it. Glassware is not going for any. Waterford, which used to be great, I can't get any money for. I got to go. We got 2 more calls, and I got my little rant for the end of the show. Thanks.
Okay, we need your address again before you leave.
Oh, 10,000?
Yes.
341 Yonge Street. We're not open tomorrow, but we are open the rest of the week. 10,341 Yonge. We have a great, we're right next to a women's fitness, and there's a great big free parking out front.
Unit number 2.
Perfect.
Unit number two. Where are the only guys selling gold? The other place is a variety store and a women's fitness. They'll know it's us.
Yeah, but you have a unit number for a reason. Use it.
Okay, you're right. Sorry, go ahead.
Thanks for the call. We're going to go to Margaret in Ingersoll.
Hi there.
Hey, welcome to the show.
It's good to listen to you guys. Got a house, two houseloads of junk today.
No, junk. You're not doing a good job selling it.
Okay. I mean old, five generations old.
I can help you, but now are you going to be...
No, but I just need to know about my two pianos.
Nope. Leave them at the side of the road and hope someone steals them.
Well, that's where you get them at the side of the road.
No, I'm telling you, pianos are, I'm amazed that people buy new pianos because every day in the Kijiji and Craigslist here, you can get free pianos, okay? I don't know if they're stand-up pianos, that's how it is on these. The rest of the stuff I can help you, but the pianos are a minus deal. That's two men and a broken back, okay? And you probably, if you have them in the basement, that's even worse, okay?
I have a harvest table in the basement. Some woman offered me $4,000 for it 15 years ago.
Uh-oh.
And my brother wasn't down to settle the estate when my dad died. So
what you want to do is hang on, give your number. I'm going to call you after the off-air. Give your number to the producer, and because I have one other call and we're running out of time here.
Yeah, you get your time.
Yeah, no. Give your number to the producer.
Okay, so just if you don't...
what I need for the pianos, man. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
The second opinion. I got to go on the second opinion, okay? This week in second opinions, one for the place across the road from us, across the wall from us, $5, we paid $23. Another one was $73, we paid $110. Another one, $5,500, we paid $8,200, okay? But they're professional buyers. That means I think you have to pay them more to buy your stuff, okay?
Yeah, you're a professional buyer.
Second, we know what we're doing, but we don't call it. We don't have little name tags and suits to save this. We don't have their overhead. But the second opinion is important. People don't do it. I see people going in there and they're coming out with a frown on their face and they thought they'd get more. Yes, they'd get more if they walked 75 more feet and they came into our store. Yes, they would get more. And I understand you've had these for 50 years. They don't know the prices. This is why you have to get a second opinion. We don't mind. If someone comes into our store and we give them one opinion and they want to go somewhere else, we encourage it. We do not tell them not to. These other places say, oh, no, don't go to those guys. Those guys are ripoffs. Get the second opinion and take the higher amount. That's all the advice I want to give. Take the second opinion, get it, and take the higher amount. It's kind of easy. Some people don't do this, okay? And if you're buying gold and silver, okay, that's more even more because if you're buying like $5,000 worth of silver right now, you can save $250, which is okay. Like I said, would you go and buy if they have bananas at $8 a pound? Would you buy them? No, you'd get a second opinion, or you go to another store.
Okay, if you do want to go to our store is 10,341 Yonge Street. It is unit number 2. It's on Yonge, just north of Major McKenzie. Number is 905-737-4653. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.